Two women from South Yorkshire who lost family members on the smart motorway section of the M1 calling for the government review into its safety to be published as soon as possible. Smart motorways remove the hard shoulder, of course, and place it with a refuge area. And they've faced heavy criticism following a series of deaths since their introduction. Spencer Stokes reports.
Coming together to discuss their campaign to get smart motorways banned, Claire Mercer and Saima Akhtar want to see the hard shoulder reintroduced on every motorway in the country. Several have been scrapped to create more so-called live lanes. But when Saima's mother and father broke down in a live lane in 2018, her mother lost her life after the car was hit by another vehicle.
I could see them resuscitating, doing CPR to my mum, and it was almost like, this isn't happening. This is obviously not happening. I'm actually having a really bad nightmare, and I will wake up and all this will be over. But unfortunately, a few minutes later, we had a doctor come to us and give us the bad news that mum had died.
In South Yorkshire, the hard shoulder has gone between junction 28 and 31, and also from 32 to 35. Instead, there are refuge areas. But after 38 smart motorway deaths nationally in 5 years, the government is now reviewing smart motorway safety. For Claire, whose husband died after stopping in a live lane near Meadowhall, the process is taking far too long.
It's taken months and months. I know of several accidents that have happened on smart motorways, resulted in deaths since then. And every time another person dies, I just feel like we're failing them again and again and again.
Something that's so urgent needs urgent action, and that's not been happening.
The Department for Transport says the evidence Stocktake announced last year has been gathering the facts on the safety of smart motorways. We expect to conclude this work and announce the outcome shortly. Getting smart motorways banned would be a major victory for Saima and Claire, but also be a big U-turn in government roads policy.
Spencer Stokes spoken to those two affected women, Saima Akhtar and Claire Mercer there. With me now is John Scrooby, a former traffic cop who's with South Yorkshire Safer Roads Partnership. Good afternoon to you, John. Has the government been too slow over this, do you think?
Yes, I think so. When you look at road safety, we in the business, if you like, we look at the three E's, engineering, education, enforcement. The engineering has been done, the smart motorways are here, they're here to stay. Education is lagging behind very, very badly. As for enforcement, that's another story, because that's virtually non-existent. We need to catch up on the education side now. We need to sort of begin to train drivers to vary their driving habits, to realise that while they're on a smart motorway, they're in a controlled environment, and to accept that that controlled environment is there. So how we do that is another question. I've seen some training stuff today from a major motoring organisation, which one part of their advice was if there's a lane with a red cross above it, don't go into that lane because you might get a fine. Now, to me, don't go into that lane because you might kill or injure yourself, or even worse, somebody else.
It must be very difficult for these women to grieve when they know that other lives are still being put at risk because of, you were saying, it's down to education of other drivers.
It is, and the other hat I wear is with a charity called SCARD, Support and Care After Road Death and Injury. And we speak to people 365 days a year who have all been affected in some way by road death, be that as a bereaved partner or even a witness to a crash. And our helpline is there to help people who find themselves in that situation.
Now, you're talking about crosses, and we know that if there's the gantry sign that says that lane is closed because there is a car obstructing the way, that's all very well. But there have been cases where the operators on the actual motorway itself haven't managed to get a sign up before an incident. Surely these motorways have got flaws in them, and they're dangerous.
There is a call for due diligence by everybody involved. Again, one of the basic principles of road safety is looking after each other, not just ourselves. Whether we're drivers, passengers, pedestrians or whatever, we should be looking out for each other. There are two types of smart motorway, for example. One's a dynamic smart motorway, the other one is an old four-lane running. The dynamic one is similar to the M62, where the hard shoulder is closed at certain hours and at certain times. In this case, when we're looking at South Yorkshire, particularly around Blackburn Meadows area, I would suggest that a dynamic setup would have been better put in there, because then if an incident does happen, it's reported straight away by computer, if you like, by robot to the controllers. The cameras that they have at the moment are obviously, I won't say they're not working, but it's this due diligence again. Is somebody watching that camera 24/7?
And refuge areas as well. That's the other question, that the distance between these refuge areas has been called into question.
There's half a mile between each one. A refuge area is just that. It is not a safe zone. I can tell you from experience that to be standing at the side of a motorway with traffic passing at 70 miles an hour is a frightening experience. I've done it for many, many years. I wouldn't want to do it again now. It's an awful place to be. The advice is, if you get to a refuge area, if you can, get out of your vehicle, get out of, by the passenger side, so you're not opening your door into a live lane, over the barrier if you can, and as far away from that vehicle as possible, and stay away.
The government review says that these motorways should be binned. Would it affect the traffic flow, do you think?
I think it would, because the idea of the smart motorways is to help traffic flow by monitoring speeds, slowing speeds down, allowing traffic to travel at speed at other times. They can work. The thing is that smart motorways need smart drivers.
John, good seeing you again. Thanks for coming in. That's John Scrooby on BBC Radio Sheffield.